living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
Welcome to Mile High Liberty Radio. It is Tuesday, July 17th, 2012. I'm your host, Michael Storm. Thank you so much for joining us. We're here live worldwide every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Network. Find us on the satellite, find us on the radio, the internet, the phone. Shoutcast is a great way to listen to us. And we're here talking about solutions. Everything that we talk about, all these news stories, we know how bad it is, 30,000 drones. I got to do the drone thing. We might have to jump into that right away, in fact, because I promised that we would do it. We all know it's bad, and you invariably get that question, what do I do about it? Well, we try to frame everything that we talk about in that context of, well, what can we do about it? What does this mean to us? Try to do and have a little bit of fun, and I don't know. Did Scott stay on the phone with us, or did we let him go already? Okay. Well, Scott was on the phone, and he was right, and that's fine, because we're going to do a banker show, Scott. I guarantee it. And if I can do it, I'm going to get the likes of G. Edward Griffin to join us for that type of show. But I also know many people who are involved in different types of banks, not just those kind of banks. We do money shows, bank shows, but we were talking about just before sorry about that. I hit my microphone. Just before we went to the break, he was just talking about how the president is controlled. I mean, you are controlled at that level. That's all there is to it. I don't care. You say goodbye to your allegiances that you had once before, and you take on new allegiances because those allegiances get you where you want to be, and that's in the office of president. Or where, if you're really lucky, where someone else wants you to be, someone with lots of power and money and influence. And let me grab this because this is great. I wanted to talk about the drones because I'm always using that as an example, the 30,000 drones that are supposed to be released into our skies over the next 10 years. And we did a whole show about whether it's true or not. And believe me, brother, it's true. What they use them for, we didn't talk about that in specifics and details. They are there. They're really there. I think that we should all start our own drone clubs. Every city, county, state, whatever large group you can get together, start your own drone club. We're starting here as the Mile High Drone Club. And get all of the civilians to throw cameras up on helicopters and get them out there. Get those drones up there in the air and get, stand out in the middle of the street if you have to and use your drone to spy over the fence of the mayor's yard. If they can do it to you and justify it as legal, then you can sure as hell do it to them. But anyway, AIN Online, Raytheon's purpose-built UAS bomb ready for live tests. And a UAS, of course, is an unmanned air system, a drone. This is by Charles Alcock. This is from July 9th at the Farnborough Air Show. He actually wrote it, I guess, July 8th. Two different dates right there. But anyway, Raytheon's new small tactical munition, the STM, which the U.S. group claims is the first purpose-built weapon for tactical unmanned air systems. If you don't know what I just said, I said it was built specifically to be used on drones. Could be in active service within a few months. The U.S. group told AIN it is currently integrating the STM on a couple of platforms that we can't disclose while reporting interest from the U.S. Marines in weaponizing their Shadow US UAS with the new device. We're slipping into a break. That's that story. You can find it up at MileHighLibertyRadio.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. We're here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Networks, and we're talking about solutions, and we're talking about the news, and we're talking about what's important, and we're always trying to approach it from the bright side. You know? Always look on the bright side of life. Well, that's a pretty good philosophy. Getting to the other side of fear, that's one way we like to put it. My friend David Icke shared that one with me. I don't know where that meme came from, but David Icke was the first person to share it with me, and it stuck with me immediately because it's all about whatever we want is just on the other side of whatever is keeping us from getting to it. Whatever that, you can call it fear, whatever it is. You might not want to call it fear. You might be one of them macho men that says, you're not afraid of anything. Well, all right, whatever. If you want to play semantics, we'll play semantics, but not with me. I'll go on with other things and talk about and do much more important things. I just had to hit that. It was AOnline, AINonline.com. It was the story about Raytheon's purpose-built UAS missile. It's a laser-guided missile. It's some pretty amazing stuff. It's 22 inches long, so less than 2 feet, 3.6 inches in diameter, smaller than most people's bong, and weighs 13.5 pounds, could be used on a UAS with a payload load as low as 50 to 60 pounds. This is a horribly written article. I noticed a number of things that were not typed right or sentenced well. The STM 7-pound warhead is tailor-made for smaller unmanned drones by Naman Tally. It can be used to attack personnel, light vehicles, and structures. It's got a full logical interface, GPS control or laser control, like I said, or INS, in fact. So it's, yeah, the drones are out there, and now they're arming the small ones, too. So that means that, you know, you don't have to, as some have argued, well, they're talking about Predator drones blowing. Well, now a Predator drone can hold 12 of these things instead of just two Hellfire missiles. They're talking about, you know, Predator drones over there overseas blowing things up. They're not talking about, you know, they're talking about little helicopters with cameras and stuff on them here. Well, why? For one, and two, now they can arm them. And we said that they would arm them from the beginning, those of us who were paying attention to them. I mean, I'm a hobbyist. I like toys and stuff. So I've had my limited experience with these little drones, and it's for years. Years. If you wanted to invest a lot of money, 15 years ago, you could have really nice, well-built airplanes, even more than that. They came off the string a long time ago. Radio-controlled devices with cameras on them have been a reality for a long time. It's the use of them that was always put into question, and who was using them and for why. And that, you know, talking about the whole drone thing goes along with everything that we talk about, because it's something that I substantiated. And I talked about my friend earlier on Facebook who follows me around. He trying to correct, you know, he doesn't get very many shots in, believe me. I post a hell of a lot more stuff that is right than isn't right. And it's usually generally, like I said, something, one of those things about a, you know, it'll be one of those meme pictures, M-E-M-E, meme pictures, that is an idea. You know, there's the one most people are probably familiar with came out of the Occupy movement, and that was that sheriff or a cop, the L.A. County cop or whatever he was, spraying the handcuffed or detained protesters in the face as he walked by them. He was taken out and shown spraying, you know, the politicians in the face and spraying celebrity. You know, he was put it. That's what I mean by a meme. And this is what this all stems from. This idea of me trying to verify what I say, because I'm not doing it to make myself sound better or to prove a point to anyone else. I do it myself to make sure that what the hell I'm talking about is right. I spend, even before I did this particular show here, I'd spend as many as 8 or 10 hours a day trying to talk to somebody about, you know, I would spend an entire working day with a person trying to explain to them, to the point where they're literally coming across the counter wanting to hit me because of my anti-statist views. Not because of anything I said to them, but literally, and this exists on videotape somewhere because this was in a casino, in a cage, but I literally spent 8-10 hours talking to a person or different people all the time, and I have for years, about this notion that we got a problem, and about the 9/11 and the false flag events and the idea that we should stop the next false flag event. That's why we talk about 9/11 and why we talk about the events of Oklahoma City, the bombing there, all these things, because it's the idea that we want to prevent the next one. But, you know, to substantiate what I'm saying is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And if you you want to follow along, I didn't post these because these are things that I actually filed away. I printed out. I have papers here in my hand. I generally do everything paperless, live, real time. You can every once in a while hear me typing on the keyboard, entering a link or searching something, doing something like that. And to, like today, if you go to milehighlibertyradio.com and click on today's date, the red link there, you can see some of the links that I've been talking about. Today they're not clickable. You would have to copy them and paste them yourself. So today any delay has been that. But these are actually printed out, and I came across them when I was actually trying to substantiate yet another claim that I made, because basically it ends up because people call me on it, and because I want to even ultimately clarify with myself myself, but to them too, even though they're not listening, because they wouldn't listen to what I had to say about it. They wouldn't listen to it on there. Why the hell would they tune into me for 2 hours to listen to it? Some of them will. Some of them are gluttons for punishment. This is at VacTruth.com. Your child, your choice. I love VacTruth because they seem to be pretty impartial about the whole vaccination thing. And I like impartiality. I like real journalism. I like people who go out and actually investigate. Even if they don't get out on their feet, they actually at least go do their research in the books and online and everything and make sure that what they're talking about is true. And this, since I don't have the link, let me tell you the name of the article. VacTruth, VacTruth.com. Doctors change names of diseases when vaccines do not work. And there is so much to this. This is from April 25th, 2012. There was so much good information in this that a friend of mine who has a vaccine damaged child actually started sharing this information when I shared it with him. Okay? Has a vaccine damaged child and took this information to heart and started sharing this. Somebody who spent 25 years of his life dealing with a vaccine damaged child. He's going to be on the show. I'm trying to convince him. It's tough. He's not a broadcaster or a personality or anything like that. He's just a man. He's just a person who has a vaccine damaged son and has dealt with it for his entire life. But again, VacTruth.com, VacTruth.com. Doctors change names of diseases when vaccines do not work. Again, a claim that I have made. This is by Christina England, and like I said, April 25th, 2012. When vaccines do not work, the creative way to cover it up is to change the name of the disease. Doctors around the world are being faced with children catching the diseases they have been vaccinated against. Rather than diagnosing these children correctly, professionals have discovered that the doctors are giving the diseases new names. This suggests a cover-up is going on and the vaccines we are all told are safe and effective are in fact completely useless. I mean, again, I'm reading. And, I agree. Vaccinations are now being given to children to keep them safe from every disease known to man, which we don't catch. There appears to be a vaccination for everything from polio to a broken fingernail, and they're getting in, as I just being a little facetious there, but only just so, because they're doing vaccines for alcoholism and vaccines for drug addiction and vaccines for you name it. They call it a vaccine and slapped a name on it. It appears that, let's see. However, many professionals now believe that the vaccinations are actually causing the diseases that they are supposed to prevent. It appears that they could be right because news has just been released, and this, you remember when this story broke, and I've talked about it. 47,500 children became paralyzed after a polio vaccine in India in 2012. I only just lightly hinted to that one, but yeah, that's exactly what happened. I talked about the polio vaccine worldwide and the graphs and stuff that I've seen that I've gone out and looked at. And you can find a lot of the same graphs, and this is all from like the World Health Organization. These are real graphs. And if you look at them, it's a mountain peak down from when they started paying attention to the disease. As soon as disease was found out, call it polio or whatever other disease you want to put on this chart, they all follow the exact same route. Every single one of them, everywhere in the world, I don't care where it is, what the disease was, if there's a vaccine for it, exactly this happened. It started out at a high point because they discovered it. It went almost straight down from there. Then they invented the vaccine and went back out or stabilized and has remained in population. It went back up or it stabilized and has remained in the population because of the vaccines. That's the implication. I don't know if I should read any more of this particular one. Dr. Vera Schreiber, she's a PhD, and I think this was something that she hit on back in the mid-90s. Polio has not been eradicated by vaccination. It is lurking behind a redefinition and new diagnostic names like viral or aseptic meningitis. So there's something missing. According to one of the 1997 issues of the MMWR, There are some 30 to 50,000 cases of viral meningitis per year in the United States alone. That's where all those 30 to 50,000 cases of polio disappeared after the introduction of max vaccination. We'll be back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. Before we went to the break, I was just talking about vaccination and a little bit of vaccination truth and VacTruth, VACTruth.com. Doctors change names of diseases when vaccines do not work. And there's so much information in here. They talk specifically a lot about the polio vaccine because everybody looks at that as the spot. You know, that's the place where it all happened. But they're making vaccines for everything now. Alcoholism and drug addiction. Now they have FDA approves. This just came out today, I think. FDA approves first pill to help prevent HIV. Well, it's not a vaccine, but it's another drug from their system. And it's an Associated Press story, so everybody's got it. You can find it anywhere. A new FDA drug about HIV. I put a link up there. They just talk about the possible pros and cons. They argue, well, will it help the gay community so that they're not spreading HIV or anyone else for that matter? Not to poke at the gay community, but that's a bad joke. you know, it's just, will it lower the rates because of awareness, and or will it cause rates of HIV to go up because of people thinking that they're protected by this pill? And that's always the question with all of these things. And if history is any indication of what is likely to occur in this, that's exactly what's going to happen. It would naturally find a leveling off point, and then they come and mess around with it and somehow manage to, instead of let it die off or let it just run its course with where it's going to run its course and work on knowledge and abstinence in the case of sex, they introduce something that you know, some drug or some pill or some shot or something that extends the life of the disease and drags it out. That particular doctor's changed names of diseases when vaccines do not work at vactruth.com. That particular article is very well documented. All of the claims that I've made and many, many more exist within this document and the documents that can be found outside of this document. And basically it just gets, you know, here, let's talk about smallpox. We talked about all the different symptoms. Well, here, let me nail some of them. Polio now hides behind these names. Acute flaccid paralysis, AFP, that's the big one. Transverse myelitis, myelitis, viral or aseptic meningitis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, Chinese paralytic syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome, epidemic cholera, cholera morbus, spinal meningitis, spinal apoplexy, inhibitory palsy, intermittent fever, famine fever, worm fever, bilious remittent fever, ergotism, ME, post polio syndrome, and syndromes. Synonyms for GBS. That's just some. That's in an article called Hiding Polio Quotes, and it's just a bunch of different quotes, even from, you know, people back in the day, not somebody coming in and looking at it later. I mean, all these things are well documented. I actually have one of the graphs. I'm surprised. This is a World Health Organization source graph. Cases of paralysis in the fives of thousands from 1996 through 2010, rise of acute flaccid paralysis and the fall of polio, 96 to 2010. And you see that they started out in 1996, keeping track of it, and they're at a stable juncture, and polio does a little bit of winding up and down, goes down a little bit, falls under a few thousand cases. Maybe they did a little something right? No. AFP and many, many other diseases. This is just AFP, polio, and AFP itself climbed. Look, started out polio under 5,000. AFP, which is a combined AFP and polio and AFP, started out at 13 to 17,000 cases of and skyrocketed to over 100,000 cases by 2010. So exactly what are they doing? Exactly what I've claimed they do. VacTruth.com. I suggest you look up the particular article, Doctors Change Names of Diseases When Vaccines Do Not Work. And then Hiding Polio Quotes is another one. Let's just do it real quick. Smallpox gets a new lease on life, they say. It's been long suggested that smallpox still exists and simply been renamed to carry on the hoax that vaccination has saved us. A popular tactic among the supporters of vaccination is renaming a disease when it occurs in the vaccinated so that the statistics do not reflect the true numbers of vaccinated people contracting the disease, thus concealing the fact that the vaccine does not work. George Bernard Shaw was a member of the Health Committee of the London Borough Council at the turn of the century. I learned how the credit of vaccination is kept up statistically by diagnosing all the revaccinated cases of smallpox as pustular eczema, varioloid, or whatnot, anything except smallpox. You get the point? That was George Bernard Shaw quoting it. And it goes on and on from there. VacTruth.com. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and we're here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all around the world on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're talking about solutions. We like to call ourselves Solutions Radio, not Bullhorn Radio, but, you know, even that's not even particularly accurate because, you know, I'm a member of We Are Change Colorado, and we get out in Bullhorn. Aaron McMurray, one of the local activists with We Are Change, was on yesterday and told us about how last week they interrupted Michael Chertoff, the former head of Homeland Security, that Homeland Security guy. Yeah, interrupted his presentation at the Cell, which is a terrorist propaganda center here in the Mile High area in downtown Denver. It's a museum dedicated to counterterrorism is what it's supposed to be. But and we like to get out the bullhorn. So maybe that's not even an accurate statement entirely, because we do get loud. We do get proud, because we like you to challenge what we say, because it forces us to go out and check it out. You know, it's kind of doing with the vaccine thing. But, you know, it's another one of those arguments that I only choose to have when I choose to have it. And you should, too. We talked about it before, the idea that you might want to just stop and think 1 second before you start that argument. But when it comes to something like the vaccine issue, that's a real thing. It's real, and there's real evidence out there. It's not some subjective political notion. It's not a touchy-feely thing. It's facts. It's numbers. It's reality. It's the people who did it, the people who were there talking about it at the time, and the people who have looked at it since, and the doctors that have looked at it since, and said, wait a minute, this doesn't add up. And it doesn't add up. You can look at their own numbers. Their own numbers tell you that it doesn't add up. I'll leave that issue, because one of these days we're going to do an entire show on it. I have a number of people in my life and peripherally who are involved with the vaccine, kind of the counter vaccine, I guess, in just spreading information and truth about it. And so I'm trying to put together a proper show, do it right, that sort of thing, because it is a big issue. And it's an issue that people want to argue about and take sides on, because a lot of people are convinced that, well, that these vaccines have done us some good, and the evidence just doesn't say so. There's a bunch more stories up at milehighlibertyradio.com. If you go and click on today's date. I didn't actually hyperlink the links. You can copy them and paste them just like I'm having to do today and pull them up. This one is about the banking. It's right at the top of the list. HSBC allowed money laundering that likely funded terror and drugs. No kidding. I'm not even going to read it. We've already heard the stories about the other guys. And what do they pay? A small percentage, like a $450 million fine or something. I think that's the Barclays thing here recently. And then there was any number of other banks that have been caught up in this sending money that might belong to drug cartels from Mexico. And HSBC is another British bank, British in Hong Kong, I think. It's got one office or one set up here in the U.S. that it basically seems like they set it up here just so that they could launder the money. And, of course, the previous banks, it was Wachovia covering up Mexican transactions and had to pay like $160 million. But it was like billions of dollars in transactions. So, yeah, just kind of a silly. And they paid it. I don't know who they pay it to. I'm not sure who they paid it to. I don't think that was ever told to me. There's some information on the drug war up there. We've had that conversation before. MileHighLibertyRadio.com, and we'll have that conversation again, I assure you, because it's another one of the wars that they use to maintain the state. I was talking earlier about the conversation that I had with my friend, and one of the things, and it all relates back to what we were talking about earlier, that came up in the conversation was the idea of supporting the state. Always. It always comes up in any conversation I have. Do you support the state? And do you realize that you support the state? And do you realize that your energy is probably better spent if you don't support the state? So you get into the drug war issue or some of these pervasive issues in our society that create a need for government to get involved, and they tend to call them a war. And that's specifically what I was telling my friend, is that these things, the ultimate end of the conversation was about capitalism. And I always get twisted when people want to blame capitalism for where we are. And I try to explain to them that at best it could be crony capitalism, and that people need to go and do their historical research on America and the economy, and see how well the economy functions and works, and see how well our people's health care and needs are provided for by the free market system when we're not at war and when the bankers aren't printing the money. How much clearer can it be stated than that? Go back and look at your history. Don't just go grab your high school history. Don't just go grab your two-year college degree. And I don't mean to pick on my friend because I have ultimately a two-year college degree that has nothing to do with economics and politics. But I've spent many, many years studying it and vocalizing it and blogging about it. And now here talking about it for 2 hours a day and actually trying to understand it and not working, not doing another job, not wasting my time on all of these other things, or, if you will, wasting my time on understanding this politics and economics thing. But it's all in relation, and like everything we talk about here, to what's going on in my daily life and what I need to deal with. I talk about the vaccine issue because I have children, and I don't want to poison my children and make them a part of the medical establishment before they have ever even had a chance to live healthy lives, to get out there and maybe actually contract chicken pox or something like that. When I was a kid, worst it did, I got this little dent in the, not even a dent, it's an itty bitty little hole, like a tip of a pencil size hole, not a sharp pencil, in the end of my nose. That's there from a chicken pox that was on, you know, chicken pox are mild, but it's another thing that they're going to vaccinate you for, and you don't need to vaccinate them for it. Only compromised people have a problem with most of these things that we're vaccinated for, and a lot of the, I'm not even going to continue. That's why we talk about it, though, because it's important in my life, and it's important in the lives of the people that I know, because they have families that have to worry about the food, the water, being prepared if the food and water supply is cut off. Do you realize how quickly the shelves will empty out in the local Walmarts as soon as something goes wrong? Very fast. 3 days. 3 days. That's how long it's going to take for everything of any importance to be gone off the shelves. Yeah, the Legos will still be sitting there, but you know, the car batteries will be gone, the food will be gone, the milk will be gone. Even if it is GMO, you'd be damn glad you had it if you weren't prepared. That's why we talk about these things. The money and the economics, it's all tied into it because we have to use our money and our economic understanding to get along in the world. That's one of the things that people miss, or that maybe I don't make clear enough when trying to have my conversations to wake people up or to bring them to a reality. And that's that I don't just sit here and talk about these notions and my understanding of economics and trade. I actually live them. You know that show, the Storage Wars show that they show where the guys go and buy the lockers and sell the stuff secondhand or go and get it appraised and do things like that? I did that years ago before that stuff ever came on the TV, literally, because, and I'll tell you why I did it, because I knew about this, I understood it existed, because I lost all of my childhood stuff, my birth certificate, everything, my original signed, I actually still had mine, I don't even know how that happened, but my mother had it, that original actual signed, generated printed document. I'm just barely old enough, apparently, depending on where you're at, to end up getting one like that, but it's gone now, and I lost all that stuff in a storage locker, so I knew about that stuff and did that years ago to make a living. And that all goes along with the fact that I was raised in a flea market. I've worked in the secondary, the gray. No, I don't do black. I don't do black market. I don't need to. Everything's gray to me when it comes to trading anyway. But it's all about what you can and can't get away with ultimately. That's, you know, that might be a bad thing to say, but it is just kind of a game when it comes to government. They've illegalized everything. It doesn't matter what you do, how you buy it. If you don't do it on the books with their money and don't keep track of every dime you spent, then you are committing a crime every day. I don't care if you trade something with somebody. If you don't, this is according to the IRS. Adam Kokesh, Adam versus the Man, had a great explanation of this on video today because of people giving him crap about backing mountain hours and trying to say that it's tax evasion. It's not tax evasion. It's interest evasion and inflation evasion by not using the banker's provided currency. But ultimately, with currency laws and stuff like that, you got to worry about what you're talking about and what you're stepping on and what you're doing and how you're trading, because the IRS says you have to claim everything. Everything you trade, everything, and call it income, even though they illegally define or don't define income. The courts have defined it. I've defined it. I've also defined wages, which if you look at your W-2 form, that's what you get. They throw the word income in front of it maybe sometimes, like income from wages. Yeah, they just turned you into a business generating income, and we've talked about all that. I want to cover a few more stories before we end the show. All this is available at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. If you click on today's red link date, Tuesday's show, and you thought what you were doing today was fun. I got to come up with titles for all these things because they're all archived and all these pages, and I got to do all this stuff. So I try to give an idea what's going to hit up on the show today. I'm going to cover a couple of these other things. The pot thing, the drugs thing is kind of big in the news right now, and there's a number of reasons. One, our good friend Obama is always in a... He's never come out on the right side of the drug issue. Let's just leave it that way. And so his campaign, I guess, is suffering from that at this point. And it was the Huffington Post, and I'm copying and pasting the link now and hitting enter, so it'll be here in just a second, and I can get to the details. It's the Huffington Post that I picked this particular story, and it's the associate editor of StopTheDrugWar.org. And he says, a big mistake in Obama's war on medical marijuana, and this all has to do with in San Francisco and Oakland medical marijuana dispensary, the largest in the world, is being attacked by Melinda Hagg and has threatened to seize the property and the entire health center. I'm assuming that they provide all of the usual that you find in these particular places, possibly chiropractic, possibly back rubs, other methods of herbal healings and modalities that are offered by that particular industry. That's right, and that's the right word. Look it up, modalities. What makes this event stand out is Harborside's unparalleled reputation for safety. They're going after the big one, the competing one. That's the idea, and that's why I posted this up there. The drug war is a facade. It's about keeping the little guys and you, the individual, from mainly marijuana. If that's not true, then how come so many people are locked up for individual use and holding of marijuana across our nation? And that number is not decreasing in individual pockets and places like in downtown Denver, in the Denver area. It's been publicly stated that it's supposed to be lowest priority. And I've had occasion to talk with individuals who have been down there, and the most they've gotten from an officer was, don't do it here. Go over there or go over there. That was, the worst that they got from anybody as far as that goes. So in some places, they're changing their thoughts on it. But the problem is that ultimately at the federal level, it hasn't changed. And there's a number of other stories up there. If you are at all interested, and I love this one, the pot-smoking moms tried to be tired of being judged by wine drinkers. I saved that one from a few days ago or a day ago, something like that, to bring it over to lump it in with some other drug-related issues. It was just funny because it is a super, super high double standard. The cigarette in one hand, the wine glass, and this is actually out of the article. Cigarette in one hand, the wine glass in the other, on Prozac, and the kids running around playing, but you light up a friggin' joint out in the garage, out of the child's view, or even if you do it in front of their view. I suggest that if you do such a thing, that you talk to your children about what it is, that you don't hide it, because when you hide things, curiosity abounds. But that information on the drug war is up there. It's important. It's another war, and these wars allow the state to take control of our individual lives. And there's a war on gun violence. Our buddies up in Canada, I know you guys are listening, and I love you up there. Thank you for turning in. There was 19 people wounded and a number of people killed the other day up in Canada. And the reason it was in Toronto, it was at a party. And the reason this is important because, look, it failed the run on the guns that the White House has led has failed in the sense of Mexico and Drug Runner and Fast and Furious and all, or Gun Runner and Fast and Furious and all of that. Well, it might stand to reason that we get the attack from the other side, and this all ties into the UN gun treaty that we've talked about a little bit, and I've posted a lot of links about, particularly on yesterday's links, on the Monday link from MileHighLibertyRadio.com. They all ties together in this end around to, one, our Second Amendment right, which I'll tell you again and again and again is a people's right. It is not given to us by the state. It is given to us by our existence. It is the codification of the right to self-defense. It is not the state telling us, yeah, you can take over and have your guns as long as you use them to defend for us. That's a misinterpretation. It doesn't hold with the Declaration of Independence. And this is an end around all the way around at getting our gun rights taken away from us. And examples like this, it wouldn't surprise me, and I don't know that this is true, and I'm not even claiming it, but it wouldn't surprise me that at some point to find, because this always happens, and in this particular story, it's why I posted, it's a really short story. An infant is wounded, of course. There's always an infant wounded. Cop's been there. He's been a cop for 35 years in a major city like Toronto, but he's never seen gun violence so bad as this. Well, maybe he hasn't. Maybe he hasn't. Anywhere in North America? Wrong. Because I know of a particular gun violence incident that occurred that was pretty tragic. It happened right here down the road. Maybe he forgot about that one. Again, it's about the hype of the story. MileHighLibertyRadio.com. You can find the link to that. Canada gun violence. We love you, Canada. We'll be back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com. that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio, where we live it. I mean, that's the reality of it. When we're talking about the things that we talk about on the show are things that we are living here, whether it's myself or any of the members from We Are Change Colorado, wearechangecolorado.org, or any of the other people that I have that are people's media individuals, humans, real people, doing real things. And I was talking about the news and we give a shout out to our brothers and sisters up in Canada. Well, let's jump across the pond to our brothers and sisters over there in the UK and on that side of the world. Top doctor's chilling claim: the National Health Service kills off 130,000 elderly patients every year. We've made the claim that Obamacare is going to have death panels. You've heard all those claims. Well, here's the truth of it. This is from the Mail Online, dailymail.co.uk. Links up there at milehighlibertyradio.com. Professor says doctors use death pathway to euthanasia of the elderly. Treatment on average, this is treatment that ends up killing someone, on average brings a patient to death in 33 hours. Around 29% of patients that die in hospital are on the controversial care pathway. Pensioner admitted to hospital, given treatment by doctor on weekend shift. This is by Steve Doty or Doty, and again, it's from the Mail Online. And this, I'll just read it. It's pretty short. NHS doctors are prematurely ending the lives of thousands of elderly hospital patients because they are difficult to manage or to free up beds, a senior consultant claimed yesterday. And that's, I think that's a Patrick Polisino. I don't think we'll end up reading it all because we only have just a couple more minutes and I like to wrap up the show. I don't want to leave you hanging. We can always come back to this and you can always see it, up there at milehighlibertyradio.com. You just click on today's date. It'll take you to the page. You'll have to copy the link. There was some other stuff that was up there under those links that I wanted to hit on. Maybe we'll drag over to tomorrow. But since I'm picking on crappy journalism, down at the bottom, Time Magazine, an example of garbage journalism. I guess I could have said that word. It is garbage. It's a short one. I'll read it to you real quick. It's off their Time news feed. The average Canadian, back to Canada, is now richer than the average American. Watch out, Americans, and this is what got me, of course. Your thrifty socialist neighbors to the north have stealthily become richer than you. And, of course, they start off by giving you numbers. Over the past 5 years, the average net worth of Canadian households has exceeded that of American households. So for the first time in history, Canadians are wealthier than Americans. This environmental analytics wellscape data, okay, by more than $40,000 on average. In 2011, the average net worth of a Canadian household was $363,202 compared to $319,970. I posted links under that flatly deny those numbers. Canadians, maybe you can correct me tomorrow. We obviously won't have the time today, but the median household income isn't anywhere near that or value worth of the median household. I bet, and I found these numbers, and these numbers seem to be more realistic, more like half that or less than half of that is more like that median number. And so it's really garbage journalism. They finally get down at the bottom the major reasons for Canada's economic triumph over its neighbor to the south, it seems, are rooted in the 2008 recession that rocked the United States economy and collapsed its housing market. We'll drop that bad boy in the no duh category and bail on out of here. You've been listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. You can find us here live worldwide every Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic of Broadcasting Networks, republicbroadcasting.org, satellite radio, internet, shoutcast, phone. We love you all around the world. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Farron, host of The Real